Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
We'll wrap the hour up with a Real Age Tip of the Week from Dr. Mike. Have any ideas for a Real Age Tip, Dr. Mike? Do we have Dr. Mike connected?
Oh, you've got me connected. Okay. I just had me on silent. So the answer is I have a great tip coming, and I don't want to give it away.
Okay, fine.
It's really, it's a wonderful tip, especially at this time of year.
Okay. All right. That'll be coming up in about 20 minutes down the hour. What are some of the top supermarket trends for 2014? What do you guys think?
Well, breakfast being focused on protein. So that's, and you know, I actually have, I cook an extra salmon burger every time I cook them, and I have half one day and half the next day. So I'm guilty of this protein. I like, you know, what we've learned a lot, Joe, is that breakfast should probably be your biggest meal of the day, just like it is in Europe. They were right. It's one of the few things the Europeans are right on, but they were right on big breakfast. And that's a joke, obviously. No one's laughing. I'm in trouble.
I'm on. I have my mute button on, Mike. That's why you didn't hear me.
Well, it makes your golf game better. How's that, Joe?
Okay, I accept it.
Okay, so, and even cereal manufacturers are doing many more whole grains, which have, of course, the protein in the whole grain as opposed to in the stripped carbohydrate. A second one is international foods. So international foods, Mexican foods, Chinese foods are now mainstream grocery store. Quick to cook. You can, even in Cleveland, you can click on you can order groceries by clicking on it, and they deliver it to you. You know, it's not delivered by drone yet, but pretty soon. But it's delivered, you know, within a mile of the grocery store, they deliver it. You just click it, and it really works. 60% of new snack food products are thus positioned as healthy snacks. So the health movement, and you got to read the label because they often aren't healthy. You know, they can put anything on the thing. Millennials have an influence. They're forcing supermarkets to participate in social media, online sales channels, and, in fact, with social sharing of recipes, et cetera. And, of course, one that's been here for a long time is private brands. That is, rather than having the national brand, it's a private brand of that company. And then another one that I was unaware of till I read this article was indie women. Do you know what indie women are, Bridget?
Well, I didn't until I read the article either, but I guess I maybe fall slightly within it.
So an indie woman is fashionable women who have strong brand affiliation but not much time for homemaking because they're working full-time. So the supermarkets are expanding their pre-made meal offerings to cater to busy women on the go. Gathering places, this is what supermarkets used to be. They used to be community centers, and now they're coming back, featuring cooking classes and holiday baking events, a way of getting together. And then the other one is more information about the food, even if it's not correct on the label, more packaging. And then the one that I don't understand quite enough of is community causes. More supermarkets and manufacturers are expanding the community service work. So, and 62% of consumers in the survey want to support companies that donate to social causes. So they want you to say part of the cost of this that you're buying is for a social cause. I would think, why are they going to pay more for that product when they could give to the social cause themselves? But they like to give to the social cause by buying the food at the same time.
This might be a good time. Maybe you talked about labels on food and read labels before you buy anything. There's so much information on a food label. What are some of the essentials, just some of the important things to, you know, you'll be there all day if you read everything on the label. What are some of the essentials you need to know about on a food label before you decide to put it in your shopping cart?
Well, I'm going to give you my simple rules, and then Bridget, who actually teaches this, should really do this. But I'll give you my simple rule is you look at what a serving size is. And if a serving size is what you might eat, then read the label flat out. If the serving size is usually, you know, there's seven serving sizes in this little package, and you know you're going to eat the full package, you've got to multiply everything by seven. The first thing is look at the serving size. The second thing I look at is the ingredients that's below there, and they're there by weight. And what you do is if any of them, any of the first five contain a simple sugar, dextrose, glucose, sucrose, any of the things, or sugar, or maltodextrin, or Expro or Press, something that implies it's a sugar, or a syrup, don't get it. And then I look, does it have less than 4 grams of sugar per serving, less than 4 grams of saturated fat, and no trans fat? Meets all those, then I go and say, okay, that's a package that I might pick up. Bridget?
So I have obviously the same beliefs as Dr. Reisel, but I'm just going to expand upon a few of the things that he said, because actually I was just at the grocery store. I went to the grocery store with one of my neighbors the other day because she's older and she's really frustrated with weight loss, and we were walking through the grocery store and there were certain things that I was really laying out to her that she had no idea about. And one of them was looking at the ingredients before looking at any numbers, because it's the concept of wanting to have quality ingredients over focusing on quantity. So that's like choosing 100 calories of whole grains instead of 100 calories of refined grains, because unless they're going to be quality calories, doesn't matter the number of calories in the product. So that's the major. And like Dr. Rosen said, not having added sugar within the top five ingredients is huge. Also, looking for whole grain products in all of the ingredients is another one, because right now with labeling regulations, food companies can claim that their product is whole grain with having 51% of the grains whole, which means that 49% are still refined, and they can still advertise it as a whole grain, which is really deceiving for consumers who are buying whole grain pasta thinking that it's 100% whole wheat when really it's only 51% whole wheat. So you want to flip over the package and look in the ingredients to make sure that all of the grains that are in the ingredients are whole grains, whole wheat, whole brown rice, whole oats, things like that. Also, having as few ingredients as possible is also a huge one. So when you're looking at your marinara sauce, there's no reason that sugar or all the other ingredients that you don't even know what they are should be in your marinara sauce. So you want to make sure that in the ingredients, there's maybe some tomato puree, some tomato concentrate, and possibly salt, and that's really it. That's the same with things like peanut butter. So you want to look in the ingredients of peanut butter, and peanuts and salt should be the only two ingredients in your peanut butter, because it doesn't make sense for anything else to be in it.
I was going to say, it seems like it might take some time to read labels like this, but then again, when we go to the supermarket, we typically get into a routine. We buy the same things every week. So once you get the lay of the land down and you buy some different things based on what you want to make for the week coming up, I mean, it's pretty, you get used to it. You know what I'm saying? You'll know what to buy week after week, and you go to that same place and pick up the same, you know, item every week. And then, once you get used to what you're buying, you get into the routine, it won't take them that much time, you know, in the long run, I guess is what I'm trying to say, right?
Right, that's true. And that's exactly how it is with everything with diet and exercise. It's a bigger effort that you have to put in at the beginning. But then once you get in the routine of working out every day or eating healthier, preparing healthier meals, or looking for these things on the labels in the grocery store, yeah, it gets much easier because you pick up the same brand then every time you walk in the store.
We'll be back with some tips on how to start your wellness program out for the year. And Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week to end the hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.